Oh, thanks very much. Thank you. I'm made up of you, Rob. I've been telling everybody I'm 25. Yes, it's a big one.
Big celebration coming up.
Do you know what? Every birthday at my age is a big one.
What a career, Jerry.
Yeah, what a good life. Happy life.
How early on did you know this is what you wanted to do?
Do you know, when I was 5 years of age, I got dressed as a cowboy, and just outside our house in Menzies Street, there was an air raid shelter. And I stood on top of it and sang Ragtime Cowboy Joe. And all the people in our street came and clapped and cheered. And I thought, this is good. And that's when I wanted to be an entertainer.
Yeah.
And my dad played the ukulele and sang, like George Formby. So, of course, there was always music in the house.
Ready-made partnership.
That was it. So then he'd teach me a few notes, and then he bought me a guitar when I was 11. And I haven't looked back since, really.
Toxteth. Tell us about the real Toxteth in those early years of your life.
It was great. Tocky was fabulous.
Yeah.
Because it was made, quite down by the docks, so sort of a hard area. And it was where they used to say, you know, you could leave your door open. You could, but there was nothing to pinch anyway. So it didn't matter. Oh, it was a great place to be. But they came in years later and decided to knock down the houses they called slums, which weren't, because the brass was always polished, the steps was always clean, and they built new slums instead. So our house got knocked down.
Yeah.
But a great place to come from. I'm proud of my heritage.
You were a bit of a boxer as well in your younger days.
Yes, yes. Well, in Liverpool, you either boxed or you sang.
You did both.
I'd have picked the right one, though. Lovely.
How did you and the Pacemakers team up? Because your brother Fred was one of them,
yes,
wasn't he?
Yes, he did. He was on the drums, Fred.
Yeah.
Les Chad, we found Chad working in a bank. And our first pianist, Arthur McMahon, I'm sorry, just worked round the corner for me in a grocery shop. And that was my first band. And stayed with them all, except Arthur McMahon, would you believe, said, Jerry, I'm leaving the band because I've got to get a proper job. I said, all right, Arthur. 3 months later, we had a number one in the charts.
Of course you did, yeah. Give us some sort of idea, Jerry, just how special a place Liverpool was in the early 60s. You were 20 then, weren't you?
Yeah, yeah. Great time. Lots of fun. Lots of music. It was exciting to be there. And Liverpool football team were actually playing good. They were playing well in those days.
Well, they had Shanks, didn't they?
Of course they did. God. They had God on their side.
Yeah.
And it was just swinging. It really was rocking.
Quite a strong Beatles connection, of course. Brian Epstein,
sure,
and George Martin. I mean, they had a big hand in your early success, didn't
yes,
they?
Yes, they did. Brian, God bless him, managed the Beatles. And then we come back from Hamburg and he said, Jerry, I'm managing the Beatles, because he was only a record seller in his father's shop. And he said, I think I can get them a record contract. Can I manage you? He said, I think I can get you one. I said, bet your life you can, you little beauty. And he did, and he got us the deal with the records. Met George Martin, lovely man called Dick James, our publisher. And everything from then on was great fun.
How do you do it? I like it, and you'll never walk alone. What was it like to know you'd got a number one song?
Well, how do you do it? It was a shock. Really was a shock. You know, we didn't know that was... We just wanted to try and get in the charts. We never thought we'd get to number one. And it was a fantastic feeling. Then we did I Like It. Thinking again, just getting the charts. Went to number one. We thought, blimey, that's two. So George and Brian were saying, right, what are you going to do for your third one? Try and get three. And I just got the band to start playing You'll Never Walk Alone. So I said, right, we'll do that. They said, oh, it's a bit slow. And I said, no, I want to do it. Then I can do ballads. I said, okay, so we did it. Went to number one. Rung them up and went, nah, 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 nah. That they were the three number ones. I mean, you just really couldn't believe it. You know, the strange thing, Rob, you'd looked at the number one spot for years, thinking those people must be tremendous. When it's you and you're not, it's weird. It really is a weird feeling. You're not chuffed or you're proud of what you've done, but you that's all it was, because then you were back to work and touring and more recordings.
You had to sell a few in those days, didn't you, to get to number one?
Yeah, well, I think you got a silver with 250,000 and the gold with a million.
Mm.
And you Walk Alone sold millions. I Like It. And millions of records. It's amazing. Amazing how much money those record companies made out of us. It didn't affect me. I like